Okay, so we just wanted, before we leave this Sugya, I just saw this Tosos, a parallel, in the parallel Sugya and Brachos, a parallel Tosos to our Tosos, in Megillah, that bottom one on the page, on the base. So the parallel, it's on Tesvav and Aleph, it's Tosos Dibar Maskel, I Rebbe Yossi, the Evan Namila. And basically, the Cheshbon was, you have Machlokas by Krishma, between Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yossi says, if you don't hear Krishma, you're not Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda, you are Yotze. Okay, question, Achil, B'di Abed, whatever. So then the Gemara asked, it says, what about Berachas HaMazon? Who is Berachas HaMazon like? Because again, at first the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Yehuda holds even the Chachila, it's good. Right, so it asked a question from a brisa by benching, because by benching it says that you shouldn't say Belibo, but if you do, you're Yotzei. Okay, so you shouldn't say benching quietly, but if you do, you're Yotzei. So it's lechila, it's not good, but the evidence is okay. So who is that? Is that it's not Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yossi says it's possible. It's not Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says it's good lechila. Right, so the Tosfos just says simple. In terms of the whole name lechila Rabbi Yossi, really Rabbi Yossi, but it wasn't shiny. The looks of Beishma. That really, the whole thing by Shema, how do you know that you have to hear? If you don't hear, it's Ma'akev. That's only because the Gzeres HaKasav. The Gzeres HaKasav of Shema is teaching you that there's the unique type of formulation by Shema. But by benching, you don't have such a formulation. So I'll tell you, so that's why he's saying that it's that since there's no unique Gzeres HaKasav like that, so therefore he'll say there's still a Kiyam Shmi or whatever, but it's not going to be Ma'akev. So why do you necessarily compare them? The Mishnah of Chuma de Leil and Megillah de Kaman Shem and the Rabban and Yeshu the Mosul the Kriyishma. She Tignu she Tarch Yashi Yashmi El Azna Kavok Vishmi Kriyishma. The Tignu Ma Mishalo Yatzak Mobish Kriyishma. That I understand Chuma and Megillah that it would be Cain the Rabbanans. And the Rabbanans became the Raisa of Kriyishma. They're going to model after Kriyishma. So that makes sense. But by benching, which there is no Gzeres HaKasav of Shema, and since there's no Gzeres HaKasav by benching, therefore you're going to have to say in HaTorah, you don't have to hear it. It's not Me'akev. So now that the Rabbanon, this is what Tosfos is talking, but he's now since they're saying with the Rabbanon, you should hear it, so why should you say that it's Me'akev? Why should it be Me'akev? Okay, why do you necessarily learn out? He's not even learning out from the question. He's like out ruling the possibility that it's deraisa by benching. That would be possible. He's already setting you up for his answer. But he's saying that by benching, it's clear that min haTorah you don't have to hear it because it's another gezeiras kasav. But it's just a midrabanan. So it's just derabanan. So then why should they go so far as to say that you're not yotze? It should be, they should just say it's a kiyum. Right? This is what we have to understand then in Tosfos. It's like this funny thing. It's like the Rabbanan are introducing this idea of Shmia. I mean, that's a funny type of a thing. I mean, until now we didn't know anything like this. Until now we were always talking to Raisa.
But
right? And all of a sudden he's shifting to being that really, Minat Torah, you don't need it. You don't need Shmia. But the Rabbanan said, you know what, let's throw in Shmia. What role do the Rabbanan have here? I mean, why are the Rabbanan changing things? What's wrong with the Raisa? You know, there's a Chosimitz in Torah. It's like a Gezerah, is it a Siyah? Like, what's the point? I mean, the Torah by Berachas HaMazon holds that you don't need Shmia. So they just came along and said, you know what, why not? You know, that's hard to understand, like we're benching, you know? And you'll see, he's going to actually conclude that way. Okay? As Max asks, he says, how does Tosfos know that it's only Midrabanan? I mean, the Gemara sounds, it doesn't say anything about Midrabanan, the Gemara sounds is deraisa, this whole thing about hearing. It's, where does he get introducing Midrabanan? So it would seem, perhaps he's saying, because Rav Yosef later, in Brachos, holds that the only machlokas is by Kriya Shema, because by Kriya Shema it says Shema, but without by anything else, by Brachos HaMazon or anything else, so really there's no idea of Shmi, and it's that's Rav Yosef's thing. Rav Yosef's thing is a unique machlokas specific to Kriya Shema, right? Now the question is, well, we don't all like Rav Yosef. So until now we assumed that we don't care about that. Even though it only says Shema, by Kriya Shema, don't worry. Somehow, if a misvara, you could extend it, right? And that was the machlokas. Is it unique to Kriya Shema or not? And that's what we talked about that, right? But it seems this Tosfos is learning. No, you can't argue with that. Rav Yosef has a good point. It only says Shema by Kriya Shema. It doesn't say Shema anywhere else. So that's it. That's solid. The only time you ever need Shema is Kriya Shema. Min haTorah. So what do we hold? We hold the Rabbanon said, even though it's by only by Krishma that you need Shmia, but we want Shmia by everything. We want Shmia by everything. So when it comes to a Durabbanon, like a Bracha or Megillah, so if you're setting up Shmia, where are you going to model, where are you going to look for Kein D'Oraisa of Shmia? The only time you have Shmia in the Torah is Krishma. So therefore, you're going to have to say, you can model it after Krishma and say that it's Ma'akev, because that's the way it is by Krishma. So therefore, when the Rabbanon set it up, they're going to set it up, Kein D'Oraisa, that it's going to be Ma'akev, just like by Krishma, according to Rav Yossi. But when it comes to benching, so benching already has a D'Oraisa that you're Yotze. You don't need Shmiah. There's a D'Oraisa. There's no such thing, nothing to do with Shmiah. Now the Rabbanon want to say that you should do Shmiah, so that should be an additional Kiyam. Why should they go so far as to revamp the whole structure of Mrs. Kriyashma and to say that you're not Yotze? Which, again, it's difficult how they could even do such a thing. Birch Samaz. Birch Samaz. Why are they going to revamp the whole structure of Birch Samaz and somehow, which they have the power to do, which is strange, but why should they revamp Birch Samaz and say that you're not going to be Yotze? That's the thing. That's difficult to understand. If it's a pure Darabana, they can set up whatever they want. So they're going to model the Kein D'Oraisa after Krishma. But once there's a pre-existing structure of Rosh Hashanah, now the Rabbanon are going to come along and to add in a Kiyam is nice. They can do that. But to revamp the Birch Samozlan to say you're not Yotze, that's difficult. That's Tosas' father. Why should they do that? Right. The way we were learning the Tosas and Megillah, which says that you could be Gamrinan, Birch Samozlan from Krishma, Gamrinan sounds to me like a Svara, like a D'Oraisa, like a real thing. Which, according to that, we were learning that the Stava de Gemara argues on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef holds Midoraisa only by Kriyashma. But the Stava de Gemara holds no, Midoraisa by everything, by benching also. But this Tosfos seems to be learning different. No, even Stava de Gemara agrees with Rav Yosef, Minat Torah. But Stava de Gemara has a Midorabanan, and that's what Tosfos is coming in on. On this Dirabanan, why should the Dirabanan say by Kriyashma it's actually Ma'akev? And by benching, it's actually Ma'akev, just like Krishma. And the Gemara holds this is solid, it has to be. So that's what you have to notice, is that the Gemara is asking a problem from this price. Who could this price possibly be? It can't be Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi holds it's Ma'akev. But why can't it possibly be Rav Yossi? And he's going to say, since this whole thing is only Darabanan, it's not going to be Ma'akev, it's a super added thing. But no, the Gemara holds it has to be, it has to be the same thing. Why is it so compelling that Darabanan is going to say that? Since they are saying that you do have to hear, just like Krishma, since bottom line is they want you to hear it, you should say, the logical thing to say is that you're not Yotze. So just saying, no, that's not a good question. It's if you think about it, logically, this is really the way to go. That's what he's saying. I mean, we have to explain that, but that seems to be what he's saying, is that it's true, but still, if you really want to be halachic about it, this is the right way to say it. Right? But the question is, why is that? And also, this question is, how does this work? I mean, we talked about this once before, we did Sukkah. But how does it work that the Rabbanon are actually saying, Tosfos doesn't seem to be bothered by that. By the way, how could they say you're not Yotze? He seems to be taking it for granted that it's possible to say that you're not Yotze. But he's saying, why should they say that? So he's saying, no, it makes sense to say you should. Yeah, why should they? Not how is it possible? I mean, we'd ask, how is that possible? I mean, benching is a derisive. And the Torah says that if you say it and you don't hear it, you're Yotze 100%. So if that's bottom line. That's the Torah. Now, the Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanon? They're going to, if I do it that way, according to the Rabbanon, you're going to tell me I'm not Yotze Madeoraisa of Birch Samozlan? How's that possible? I mean, Deoraisa of Birch Samozlan doesn't have anything to do with Shmia. So you want to tell me the Rabbanon are giving me good advice or they're, you know, advising me to do it, then how could they be mocking the Kim? But it's that Tosa doesn't really seem to be bothered by saying that they definitely could. He's just questioning why it should be that way. Right? So we have to explain. We have to explain how this is working here, So just to deal with the one issue is how could the Rabbanon do this? How is it possible that the Rabbanon here, I mean, the Rabbanon's role is to protect the Torah. So they can't change the Chafetz Midoraisa. I mean, the benching Midoraisa equals Kriya. So how did the Rabbanon I mean, just how is it possible in any mitzvah for the Rabbanon to remove your kiyum deoraisa? I mean, deoraisa, they can't change the whole Yitzhak protected Torah. So how could they come along? They're going to change the substance of the institution, which is deoraisa. They could make fences. They could add a seven additional halakos. But to say that you don't have a kiyum deoraisa, how is that possible? Right? And I think I remember when we did in Sukkah, there were Rishonim Hal. It's not possible, right? But Tosfos holds it is possible. There was a Tosfos in Sukkah. Okay, it doesn't suck up by the whole thing. Look, yamta mitzvah suck up by yamecha, right? If you did, went against Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, he talked about it, right? And the Ran argued, right? Yeah. And he compared it to the case of by Kriya Shema, right? If you did Kriya Shema laying down, since it's not appropriate to do it that way, you're not going to be Yotzei, right? But he was holding that if you really lose your kiyum, since you don't do it properly, you lose your kiyum. You lose your kiyum deoraisa. So he said, "How could that be?" But that's Shitas Tosfos. She doesn't hold it. That's possible. So at that point, at the time we explained it, we said that now what's pshat in kiyum mitzvah? Does kiyum when you have a kiyum mitzvah, your makayim mitzvah, is it simply that like this automatic thing that you're in line with the structure, and poof, you get kiyum? Okay, I mean that's. I don't mean to make it sound magical, but I mean it's an automatic. That's it. There's a mitzvah, a certain structure. You align yourself with it, and naturally the kiyum follows. Right? That's the way you normally think of it, right? Or did we say kiyum a mitzvah is an institution, which means when you have a mitzvah, we said like the idea of mitzvahs is that a mitzvahs are certain ideas which are given a form. Given a form and an action, convert it into an action. And when you do a mitzvah, it's not just that you're doing you're aligning yourself with the thing, but that is being mekayim, the mitzvah. It's really giving fulfillment and giving, so to speak, passing the method of passing on the mitzvahs to the next generation and maintaining the existence of Torah in the world is through keep a shmir mitzvahs. And that's the idea of Klal Yisrael keeps the mitzvahs. So through your keeping the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah, which is itself a keep of a certain idea, which is behind the mitzvah. So by you doing the mitzvah, it's not just like a technical thing. You're aligning yourself with a technical form of a law. But the gavra is mekayim the mitzvah. There's an institution of keep a mitzvah. The person is now is continuing the existence of a certain of an institution. It's a phenomenon, Kiyama Mitzvah. So we said, if that's the case, you could have an instance. So we said the latter, Pontosis. So we said, since that's the case, Tosis holds like this. Let's say the Rabbanon determined, and let's say by Sukkah there was a case. Let's say the Rabbanon determined that for the continued existence of Mitzvah Sukkah, you must do it in such a way. And if you would do it in the If you do a mitzvah sukkah in a way which, although minat Torah is proper, but ultimately it would lead to the dissolution of mitzvah sukkah. It would undermine mitzvah sukkah, and as time passes, mitzvah sukkah would be lost. Okay, so the Rabbanon could aser doing the mitzvah in that kind of a way. They could say you can't do it because their role is to protect the Torah. So if this method of doing it, because of the people or whatever it is if people start doing it this way, then mitzvah sukkah is going to be undermined. So therefore, they're going to tell you not to do it. Now, let's say I did it that way. So it's true, technically, I'm in line with the tsuras ha-mitzvah deoraisa. But will you say I'm a kaim ha-mitzvah? Insofar as if we say there's an institution of kiyum mitzvah, which is that you are continuing the existence of the mitzvah through the ma'aseh mitzvah which you're doing, and that's the institution of kiyum, so could you say that if you're doing it in a way which is directly tied dissonantly to the continued existence of the mitzvah. It's undermining it because the Rabbanon determined this method, they paskin this method is a destruction of the mitzvah. So it's on the asurah. So you can't say this, so there you're undermining the whole idea of kiyum mitzvah. So therefore, your kiyum mitzvah will be lost. So the Rabbanon aren't changing the structure of the deoraisa, that they can't do, but they could paskin that a certain method of performing it is destructive to the mitzvah, and once they paskin that and you do it that way, then you're entirely disaster to the whole idea of kiyum mitzvah. So therefore, even though you're technically in line with the structure, you can't have a kiyum. But if you were to say all kiyum is being in line with technical structure, then it's impossible. That is impossible. But once you posit kiyum as an institution where you're aligning, you're maintaining the mitzvah, so then to do it in that way, the Rabbanon could paskin that, could make a gzera and thereby end up removing your kiyum deoraisa if you do it in a certain way. Okay.
So that's the basic outline for how we say that the Tosafot says, no, you can always do this. Not every Rabbanan allows for such a thing. It's based upon a specific, at least from the way we did that sugya, a specific kind of a Rabbanan, you know. So that being the case, the question is, could that help us over here? Could we somehow fit this Krishna thing into, this benching thing into that model? I mean, if that would be the case, somehow showing that this is a similar move over here, then it would help us out. So the question, I think, the main question we have to get over first before we get move is, what's this Darabana? I mean, here's the way the Daraisa would have been. Okay, that's the way it was. Okay, that by Kriya Shema, it says Yeres Kasav Shema, which means the mitzvah is to actualize certain ideas. You saw the Adas on the person, Kibbol Malchus Shemayim, and all that. And therefore, the mitzvah, the Maisa of the mitzvah is Kriya, and the Kiyum is Shema. Right? And therefore, you don't hear it, you don't have a Kiyum mitzvah. By benching, it has nothing to do with that. Benching is purely to think about certain ideas. Right? To think about certain ideas. And nothing to do with actualizing. So think about certain ideas. But of course you need an action because it's a mitzvah, so of course you need an action. So you have to say it. But there's nothing at all to do with hearing. Right? That's the way the Oraisla everything was. Mm-hmm. Up until the point that the Rabbanan came along and said, you know what, we want you to hear by Kriya Shema as well. By benching Baruch Samazan as well. Now the question is, why should they do such a thing? What is that? Why should they do it? The Daraisa had a good way to do it. Why should they make it? I mean, we have to give some explanation. Okay, so the question is like this. What we're asking really is why the Rabbanan should make anything, right? Now, the role of the Rabbanan, you have to know, is one thing. Is the gather, is the mishmaras. Right? That's their role. Okay, that's their role in, that's how they're making takanas. That's what they're for. They're not just setting up a new halacha here. I mean, it's within the mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon. So it must be that it's somehow a siyag or a protection of Berachas HaMazon. That's the general role. Why should we posit a different, assert a different role to the Rabbanan? Well, especially because if we could explain that, then it will help us out in terms of this deraisa, the Rabbanan, you know, that whole thing. Okay, but so the question is, how could they be protecting Berachas HaMazon by saying that you have to hear? Okay, so it could be like this, is that, in line with what we said before, is that, remember that was the whole question by Kriya Shema, is that there's two, the machlokas by Kriya Shema, let's get back. Remember the question was, Shema versus V'hayu Adva Alavavcha, you know? Which we said is that there's two realms. There's the realm of the ideas themselves, the idea of the ideas themselves, which is purely an intellectual phenomenon. Right? It's Alavavcha, Heinein Advarim. That's the essence of ideas. The essence of ideas is thought. That's really the essence of ideas. But then there is the process of making those ideas real to you and incorporating them into the person. That's Shema. That's what it says. Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael. That's the process of incorporating them. And then that's the kiyum of the whole thing. Is that the ideas are all above. Is the that you understand the ideas and they're part of you. So the question was, we said, is that. What was the mitzvah, though, right? Or by Kriya Shema, for instance. Was the mitzvah to involve yourself in that process? Or is the mitzvah simply to think about the ideas themselves? The process you do at home. You work on that on your own or whatever. That's your own time. But the mitzvah, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to think over the ideas. Mm-hmm. And of course, it needs deep work because otherwise it's not a mitzvah. But essentially, the mitzvah was to think about the ideas. So at this point, we're saying is that by Kriya Shema, Rabbi Yossi is holding that the mitzvah was to actually involve yourself in the process of incorporating ideas into the person. By so the adas, by kavos machshavah, whatever it is, that's the mitzvah. But by benching, that's not what the mitzvah. The mitzvah is suffice to set up the mitzvah is simply to think about the ideas themselves, not to engage in the process of making those ideas real to you. I have the ideas going to be real to you on your own. You did that on your own, whatever. Okay. But let's say the Chachamim at a certain time realized that those ideas aren't real to people. And there's a bottom line is, maybe in the previous Dor, so those ideas were real and they think over the ideas and it's good. But the Dor, they're not at that level. And they are, the ideas themselves aren't real and therefore they deem it necessary for the people to really to be involved in that prior, the first step of the process of involving themselves in the ideas, of actualizing ideas themselves, which takes place through Kriya and Shmiya. right? So therefore, it could be that in order to protect the mitzvah, that it's true the Torah didn't demand that. The mitzvah didn't demand that you involve yourself in the process, but you already have those ideas, you already have them real to you or whatever, and you just think about them, and that's what the mitzvah, that's what the Torah, the Oraisa demanded. But the Rabbanans say that's not enough. The mitzvahs, the ideas aren't going to be maintained in that manner. And since people aren't at the level, so therefore we're going to demand that they take back a step and they involve themselves in the process itself. That they include Shmi on the mitzvah. How do they include Shmi on the mitzvah? They're saying that you have to be involved in incorporating the, not just in just thinking them over, but the full process of incorporating them into you, into the personality through the Kriya and the Shmi. Okay? There's two steps in the learning process. There's the step of taking the ideas and expressing them, hearing them, making them real to the person. That's the first step. Then there is thinking them over afterwards, after you did it, then to review them to refresh your memory, so to speak. But the process of saying it and hearing it is the first step in the process. It's where you're incorporating the ideas to you. So it's saying the Torah...
How is that the first step? You need to first have the...
So there's two steps in the process. So again, the Torah didn't demand that you involve yourself in the first step of making it real to you. It just said, think about the ideas, which somehow are already real to you. But the Dor, when the Dor slunk to a level, the Rabbanan said, wait a second, people don't have these basics. They don't have them solid. So therefore, we're going to demand that people do involve Shmia, which involves the whole process of making them real to them. So therefore, they demanded the Kriya and the Shmia. They wanted to introduce Shmia. Now the question that Tosfos is asking, that being the case, why did the Rabbanan just introduce Shmia as an additional Kiyam? If they want them to do it, introduce an additional Kiyam. But why make your old Kiyam of Birchas HaMazon, which the Torah set up as simply Kriya, Kriya is Kriya is Kriya, and that's it. Why did they now change it around to say that it's a Maisa Kriya and a Kiyam of Shmia? Why should they do such a thing? Right, why should they do that? There's no. Why not just say, you want to do Shmiah? Fine, so say you have to hear it. Well, that's all that's necessary, really. Right? That's his question. So, but I think his answer just follows. That's what he's saying, is that when the Rabbanon work, it's in line with, I think, what Levi was getting before, is that it's in line with Kein D'Oraisa. And the thing is like this, according to Rav Yossi, where do you ever have Shmiah D'Oraisa? You don't have such a thing. There's no such thing as a Kiyam of Shmiah. There's no deraisa like that. The only Shmiah you have is in Kriya Shema. And what is Shmiah? Shmiah is where you have a Maisa Kriya, and the Kiyam is Shmiah. That's the only time you have. That's the way you have a deraisa. And if the Rabbanon want to come along and say that Berachas HaMazon should include Shmiah, so it's saying, how are they going to do that? So they're going to do it in the manner which the Torah did it. They're going to say that because of the level of the Dar or whatever, that it's going to be necessary, we're going to demand by Berachas HaMazon that the Kriya doesn't stop there. But there's a Maisa Kriya with the Kiyam Shmiya. That's what they're going to demand. They're going to demand that you do it in the manner that halachically the Shmiya is going to be incorporated in the manner which the Torah has, the structure with which the Torah incorporates Shmiya. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda and normally Shmiah is just a Kiyam, then by Berachas HaMazon they're going to just make an additional Kiyam. It's going to follow. If not, you don't ever have Shmiah in HaTorah, there's no such thing like that according to you by Kriya Shema, then you can't do it by Berachas HaMazon because there's no Deraisa. So in the way the Rabbanon set up their Takana, their Rabbanon, it's Kein Deraisa. So therefore they have to, it's not just, they have to set up Shmiah in the way the Torah has Shmiah. So that's based upon how you learn Shmiah is incorporated by Kriya Shema, is how the Rabbanon are going to be able to incorporate it. Okay. Now you'll ask, how could you lose your Kiyam D'Oraisa if the D'Oraisa said that it's just Kriya and that's it? Because since the Rabbanon are demanding that you do it in this manner, which includes Shmiah, and they're saying that without doing it in this manner, the mitzvah is going to be lost. People aren't going to be really, they aren't going to have the ideas of Berachas HaMazon, and the whole thing's going to be gone. So therefore, if you then do it in a way which is against that, and thereby undermines the mitzvah, which there again, like we said before, which the Rabbanan say that's going to lead to destruction of the mitzvah, then there can't be a mitzvah.